Good evening, sir. I haven't seen you here before. Is this your first visit, or are you lost? Yes, of course. A confession. I would be happy to receive it, if you would have me. Yes, I understand. Typically, you would speak with a priest for confession, and not a nun. For hundreds of years, this church has been granted special status, and allowed to operate without a single priest. Or a single man, for that matter. Confessions and all other duties are handled by women here. I sense your doubts, sir, but I assure you this is true. If you'd like, I can take you to the Reverend Mother to confirm. After all, confession would hardly be effective if you're plagued by doubt. No apology is necessary, sir. If you change your mind, I will gladly introduce you to her. Truthfully, most share your surprise, but I assure you, our establishment is completely devoted to our Lord and His worship. If you are uncomfortable with the idea of confessing to a woman, I understand. However, if you're not totally opposed, I would be happy to conduct a confession at this very moment. Wonderful. Allow me to guide you to our confession chambers. It's uncommon to see a new face. Our church is somewhat tucked away. If I may ask, how did you come to be in our presence? A recommendation. What a thoughtful friend. And what did he say of us? He lacked detail. Not to worry. You're in good hands. Oh, you sweet thing. There's nothing to be nervous about, I assure you. You will leave this place renewed, purified, and forgiven. Here we are. The confession chambers. Would you follow me in, dear? Yes, our methods of confession differ from our peers. Given our unique status, our confessions benefit from our caring nature as women. Unlike a traditional confession, there will be no wall separating us. Please, follow me. I'll explain the rest inside. Yes, it's rather dim, but I'm sure you can see the cushioned seat in front of us. Please, take a seat while I light a couple candles. Now, I'll be taking a seat right next to you. There's enough room for the both of us. Trust me. I know we're a bit close, but the intimate presence of a caring woman provides comfort during difficult confessions. Next, would you mind if I put this on you? Yes, it's a blindfold. Without the typical wall to block our view, some boys are simply too shy to confess properly. The blindfold can help to alleviate this apprehension. Just trust me. There we go. See? Doesn't that help? I know, sweetie. There's no need to be embarrassed. I'm here to help you. So, let's begin. Yes, I am quite experienced as a confessor. Be at ease. Breathe deeply. And collect your thoughts. What is your name? It's wonderful to meet you. Your actions imply that you have something weighing on your spirit. Tell me, have your thoughts or actions brought harm to another? No. That's good to hear. Then, have you done something personally impure? It's all right, dear child. You aren't in any trouble. What you confess here will not leave this room. If you're ready, you may begin. I see. It's quite all right. These feelings frequently trouble men your age. However, if you allow these thoughts to consume you, then you'll be treading a sinful path indeed. I know it seems impossible to resist, but you're not alone. This is a battle many men face, some women as well. But as you said, you try to resist your urges. Have you attempted to quell these thoughts yourselves? I see. May I ask, when you attempt to resist these feelings, do you masturbate? And you feel that this method of resistance is sinful, that you must abstain to remain pure in the eyes of our Lord. I understand, but you must understand this as well. Masturbation is not sinful. Our flesh is a gift given to us by our Lord. It is a vessel through which He allows us to experience this world, and it is not our place to judge whether an act is sinful or not without His guidance. That being said, dwelling on these feelings can lead to many impure acts. If you allow it, it may lead you to viewing unholy images or desiring a sinful relationship. If you would like, we offer services here for men struggling with such thoughts. I could cleanse you of the sin. Would you like me to do this for you, dear? It's entirely your choice, but we find that it can soothe your mind of the burden of these thoughts. I'm happy that I have your trust. Please, lean back and relax. This may seem strange, but I implore you to have faith in me, to have faith in our Lord. You're going to feel my hand now as I slide it in between your legs. Please do not be alarmed. I will unzip your pants and expose the source of these sinful feelings to the light. Oh my, you poor thing. Have you been erect like this the whole time? This must be such a weight on your mind. Please, do not feel shame. This is how you will be forgiven. Allow me to purify you. First, I will need to retrieve something from a nearby shelf. Please don't move. I'll be back in a moment. Thank you for waiting, sir. Please, take a deep breath for me. In a moment, I will now anoint your penis with a special oil. This oil will assist me in providing you with relief from the burden of these thoughts. You may feel comfort almost immediately. I'm sure it was quite cool when I first applied it, but it is becoming warm with my hand, isn't it, sweetheart? Do you feel that soothing sensation around your penis? That soft, wet feeling as my fingers glide up and down. It feels good, doesn't it? Yes, I can see that it does. You're already tense and throbbing in my palm, despite your reservations. This is nothing to be ashamed of, sweetie. If you're able, I would like you to confide in me the details of your impure thoughts. Confess and free yourself from these burdens. While my hand purifies you. You said you had impure thoughts of women. Tell me about these women. There is no need to be embarrassed, dear child. Please, for this to work, you need to be as honest as you can. I see. Do large breasts cause your mind to wander? You poor thing. I'm sure mine weren't helping. Not to mention the way they've been pressed against you like this. Is that why you were already so stiff when I exposed you? Shh, it's alright. You don't need to apologize. In fact, it's our fault for having such a small seat, and mine for clinging to you like I was. Please, feel my hands caress you. You are forgiven. You are forgiven. You are forgiven. You feel your soul becoming pure already, don't you? Your mind feels clear. Your sin is being washed away, rubbed away by the red strokes of my hand. I'm going to move my other hand down to your balls. Is that alright, sweetheart? So tender, so vulnerable. But this is where your impure thoughts originate, isn't it? It's okay. It's okay. I'm going to guide you through this. You're so tense. It must have been so hard enduring such a heavy burden. You are safe now. You are loved. And you are forgiven. You've been trying so hard. Please continue to relax while I gently massage your penis. It's all okay now. I apologize if my heavy breast upon you are distracting. Applying the sacred oil requires a certain level of closeness that makes it unavoidable. Oh my. I just felt your penis throb in my hands. Are you feeling alright, sir? Everything is okay, honey. You're okay now. It's natural for these thoughts to become stronger at this stage in the cleansing. In fact, it's best if you stop resisting them. We need your sin to build and build and build. Worry not. I will empty you of every single drop of that distracting sin. Your mind will be clear and refined, purged of impure desire. It's alright, dear. This is okay. How you're feeling is exactly what we want. Give in to your desires for now, and allow your mind to wander freely. You may think about anything you wish. Yes, sir. Even my breasts. Please, it's alright. Focus on their weight. I'm sure you can feel their heat through our thin layers of clothing. Are you perhaps thinking about how soft they would feel against you if these clothes were absent? Though perhaps the feeling of my oiled hands massaging your penis won't allow you to think of anything else. What's that, sweetie? You think you're close? That's okay, honey. Try and hold it for as long as you can. It's very important that we drain you completely. You're doing a wonderful job, sir. Yes. When you can't hold it anymore, just let it all go. Don't worry about making a mess. I'll cut my other hand in front of it and catch every spurt of your mess when you release. That's it. You are forgiven. You don't need to fight this. You don't need to resist these thoughts. Would it help if I leaned even closer like this? Pressing my breast even. Oh! Yes, sweetheart, just like that. Spill your sins into my hand. Let me massage every drop from these poor balls. Keep going. Let it all go. That's it. That's it. It's so much. And such heat. Well done. Your sin has been emptied into my hand. I must say, sir, it's been a while since I have cleansed such volume. You are quite burdened indeed. Yes, your body has been purified of all impure desire. However, we aren't quite finished. There's only one final step required for our Lord's forgiveness. The expelled sin must be purified directly. I will accept this burden. The only known method to cleanse sinful ejaculate is through direct ingestion by a pure woman of the Lord. Yes, dear. I must swallow it. Impurities are unable to withstand the devotion of a nun's holy body. Not even such powerful, impure semen could withstand. I am honored to serve and cleanse you of this burden. Once I accept the semen in my hand, your sins will be forgiven. May I? I'd prefer to absolve you while it's still hot. Thank you, sir. Almost done. My hand is clean, but I'm afraid that there was more than I anticipated, sir. It seems that your last few spurts drooled down the shaft of your penis, and I couldn't catch it without making a bigger mess. Shh. No, sir. It's not your fault. I said it before, right? I needed to get every drop from you. I'm pleased that you held out and gave me everything. Just keep laying there. I will take care of everything. Your penis will likely be sensitive right now, so please do your best to relax. Let me just... Oh my, there is a lot. Perhaps this would be more effective. Almost there, dear. Just a little longer and you'll be all clean. Oh dear, it would seem that you're... Well, you're becoming stiff once more. I suppose I didn't get everything after all. This can happen sometimes in particularly extreme cases of lust. Shh. I can feel you tensing up again. Please, this is no cause for concern. It's easily solved. Yes, dear. I will simply drain you again. But now that I'm aware of the severity of your burden, I won't be using my hand. I will cleanse you more thoroughly this time, purifying your penis directly with the holy warmth and comfort that only my mouth can provide. The sense of your sin is overwhelming. I don't think we should delay any longer. Sir, may I cleanse you once more? Thank you. I will take care of everything. Just lay there and relax. I know the wet sensations of my mouth must feel very intense. Please endure it. You're doing so well, sir. Your penis is fully erect again already. Must still be flooded with so many unholy thoughts. Just focus on the soft forgiveness of my mouth. Every everything is okay, sweetheart. I will ensure that I drain you completely this time, all right? No amount of impurity has ever been able to withstand this. Oh, you may want to hold on to the sides of the seat, honey. This may feel intense, but I assure you, it's necessary. Quiet, dear. I promise I'm all right. Don't worry about the sounds I'm making. Just focus on how it feels. I apologize, sir. I know it's intense, but I am not going to stop. You're quivering and shaking so much. I'm not hurting you, am I? Oh, the pleasure. It must be so hard. Being controlled by these base desires. I promise, I will do whatever it takes to heal you. Dear, as I said, please don't be concerned. The sounds I'm making are normal for this method of purification. I'm not burdened or uncomfortable. I am humbled by this opportunity to bring you comfort and release. These sensations are a lot to take in. Unfortunately, this is one way to be certain that I get all of your remaining semen. Sweetheart. I will be taking her whole length this time. You feel my lips around the base of your penis. As you soak in the hot pure warmth of my throat. If you feel your hips begin to buck, I just want you to know that it's okay. I don't want you to think. I just let your penis take over. Don't be afraid of any sounds I make. Just do what feels good. Here I go. Sir, why'd you pull me off? You really are a sweetheart, but rest assured, I am more than fine. Nothing makes me happier than fulfilling my role as a servant of our Lord. So please, will you allow me to continue to bring warm, wet relief to your penis? Thank you. You're doing so well, persisting through such hardship. A little longer, sir. With the way you are bucking your hips, I'm sure it won't be long before you're ready to empty all of that semen into my stomach. Please, enjoy my holy warmth again. Closer. You're breathing so heavy, and your hips are bucking with such strength. Will you give me more semen to swallow? It's alright, dear. Your sins are forgiven. Those who are vulnerable. Honest will always be forgiven. So please, be honest. You don't need to hold it in any longer. Please allow me to cleanse you. Let those sinful feelings spill from your penis and into my warm mouth. Let me swallow every drop of your... Huh? You're going to ejaculate? I'm so proud of you! Please, allow me to... Oh! Do you feel nice and empty now? Good. Oh dear. I suppose I was a bit too slow, wasn't I? Let me clean up the last of it. You came seeking forgiveness, and now you have it. Please, feel the shame no longer. Of course not. You have nothing to feel ashamed of. I'm proud of you for coming to me, and even more proud of your perseverance and vulnerability. Our Lord blessed me with the opportunity to care for you today, and I will surely thank him in my evening prayer. Ah, hold on, sweet thing. Please, don't take the blindfold off yet. I must clean you and return you to a proper state first. Otherwise, this would be considered indecent. I made quite the mess on you, didn't I? I'm quite the mess as well. Please wait while I grab some hand towels. There you go. All dry. Now, your pants. As if it never happened. Your sins, I mean. Please don't be afraid to return if you find yourself troubled by such thoughts again. I, or any of my sisters, will always be honored to comfort and heal men in need. You may remove your blindfold now. There's that smile. Tell me, dear, how do you feel now? Just as I thought, you may not rest easy knowing that you are forgiven. Is there anything else I can do for you, sir? Or would you like me to lead you out? Of course. Follow me. I can take you back to the entrance. Oh, don't mind them. The other sisters may feel the sense of envy at my opportunity to serve our Lord. Rest assured, I will speak to them about that later. Here we are. Please. Have a safe journey home, sir. Do not hesitate to return if you find yourself burdened once more. We live to serve men like you. For our Lord, of course. Until then...